President Joe Biden met with NATO allies in Brussels Thursday in a move to shore up unity in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The single most important thing is for us to stay unified and the world continue to focus on what a brute this guy is and all the innocent people's lives are being lost and ruined and what's going on. That's the important thing. But look, if you're Putin and you think that that Europe is going to crack in a month or 6 weeks or 2 months, why not? They can take anything for another month, but we have to demonstrate. The reason I asked for the meeting, we have to stay fully, totally, thoroughly united.
Biden spoke to reporters after the meeting, where he committed $1 billion in humanitarian relief for Ukrainian refugees. And, he says, there will be yet another round of sanctions on Russia.
We're also announcing new sanctions of more than 400 individuals and entities in alignment with the European Union. More than 300 members of the Duma, oligarchs, and Russian defense companies that fuel the Russian war machine.
Biden says he supports kicking Russia out of G20, the group of the world's 20 largest economies, but he noted that depends on the group itself. Some critics have said sanctions against Russia have been ineffective, failing to deter Putin's invasion, but Biden says that is a misunderstanding.
Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions, the increasing the pain, and the demonstration why I asked for this NATO meeting today is to be sure that after a month we will sustain what we're doing, not just next month, the following month, but for the remainder of this entire year. That's what will stop him.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also spoke to NATO, in his case by video, with a translation made available by his office.
But NATO has yet to show what the alliance can do to save people. To show that this is truly the most powerful defense union in the world. And the world is waiting. And Ukraine is very much waiting. Waiting for real actions.
Notably, Zelensky did not repeat his past requests to join NATO, or for a NATO-enforced no-fly zone, which the alliance opposes. He did thank NATO countries for providing defensive weapons. Recently, Ukraine has claimed some military successes, such as sinking a Russian ship and pushing back some Russian forces surrounding Kyiv and points farther east. But Zelensky says in order to defend itself, Ukraine needs more.
You can give us 1% of all your aircraft, 1% of all your tanks, 1%. We can't just buy it. Such a supply directly depends only on NATO's decisions, on political decisions, by the way.
In addition to weapons, Zelensky has asked for other actions, like a full trade embargo on Russia and turning the frozen assets of war criminals into reparations. Zelensky, like Biden, also addressed the European Union, telling them, "We cannot even guess how many such urgent summits would have to be held before the problems created by Russia can be solved." And in a separate video, Zelensky made a direct appeal to people around the world to mark the first month of the invasion. He recorded that message in English.
Come from your offices, your homes, your schools and universities. Come in the name of peace. Come with Ukrainian symbols to support Ukraine, to support freedom, to support life. Come to your squares, your streets. Make yourselves visible and heard. Say that people matter, freedom matters, peace matters, Ukraine matters. From March 24th, in downtowns of your cities. All as one together who want to stop the war.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.